skeleton without a lot of fat or blubber. It looks kind of like a giant tadpole with a bulbous head and a long snake-like tail.
I mean, you take away all that stuff and you're not left with much whale, because whales, their shape is defined by fat.
Dinosaurs also had fat, and John argues that it would have changed their shape pretty dramatically. Who knows, some might have even had humps, like camels.
Yeah, you could take one of the most familiar dinosaurs. That dinosaur could have camel humps, and we wouldn't know, right? Because you can't tell from a camel's back that it has humps. You just can't. There's not really anything there. Brontosaurus could have had humps. We don't know.
Now, scientists do sometimes find dinosaur fossils with the soft tissues intact. And when they do, they can completely change our image of the animal.
The dinosaur Psittacosaurus, for example, used to be depicted in a standard shrink-wrapped kind of way until paleontologists found this amazing full-body fossil where lots of the fat and the skin and the different soft tissues had been perfectly preserved. Turns out,
the fleshy outline around the body was quite extensive. It was quite a chubby creature. There's striping all over the place, all over the body. And growing off the top of the tail, it's got like 100 long curving quills that look kind of like floppy porcupine quills. And like you add all that together, that's a creature that's, we just would not predict that based on just finding bones alone.
In recent years, fossils have been found with fat and frills and thick coats of feathers, way more than anyone had predicted.
So it turns out every time we discover something like this, it's weird. And that got me thinking, so if all the ones we've discovered so far have turned out to be pretty weird, what does that tell us about the rest of them? There are bizarre possibilities out there that no one's looking at. And I thought, well, I'm going to start drawing some of these things.
So John began to try something new with his art. He started to speculate.
He started drawing pudgy dinosaurs and dinosaurs with humps and quills and weird skin flaps.
And that was my rule. It was, how far can we go? What's the most outrageous thing I can do that we know we don't know isn't true, right? It's still within the realms of possibility. It's not falsified.
John wasn't just making stuff up out of thin air. It was like there was a standard conservative dinosaur at the center of his drawings, and then Conway would cover it with more speculative elements. He wasn't claiming that every drawing he did was perfectly accurate, but he wanted to show people that dinosaurs as a group probably had a lot more weird variety than we think.
And so, to get the overall picture of dinosaurs right, I think you need a healthy dose of speculation in there.
Conway says that dinosaur art should always reflect the latest science, what we know for sure. But we'll never know everything.
And I think the speculation is about what extra bits of weird beauty were in the world back then that we'll just never know about. The role of the artist is to bring back